Welcome to this episode of Just the Discs. My name is Brian, and this is a podcast about Blu-rays. So I have a returning guest. She was on the show for the Pink Panther episode, if you'd like to check that out. And I do recommend you check it out, because it was a lot of fun. And that's my daughter, Raven. Hey, say hi, Rue.
Hi.
Okay, so today we're talking about a different movie, or movies, and it's called Mr. Mom.
Meet Dad. He's a real man.
Got a beer?
7 o'clock in the morning.
Scotch?
An all-out go-getter. But when his job pulled the plug on him...
I'm fired? You son of a dude!
They threw a switch.
Let's go, better late. Yeah, okay. Good luck.
And he became the lady of the house. It sure looks like he got a terrific deal.
Honey, if you call and I'm not here, I'll be at the gym or at the gun club.
Exercise. And relaxation. Good home cooking. Arts and crafts.
Kenny! Don't paint your sister!
And fun and games with the neighbors.
Are these any good?
You got two pair. You got plenty.
That's when he was forced to face the bare facts. His new job is a mother. Michael Keaton.
Where's Bobby keep the extra diapers?
And Terry Garr in Mr. Mom, a mother of a comedy.
So Raven, can you tell people what Mr. Mom is about?
It's about a dad that has to do a mom's job.
Yeah.
And he figures out it's not easy at all.
Why are they all honking?
Because you're doing it wrong.
Tell me I'm doing it wrong. I know how to do this.
Hi, Dad. I'm a dad.
Hi.
You're doing it wrong.
Yeah, what kind of stuff does he learn, like,
He learns
do?
That he has to protect the kids from Jaws the vacuum.
Oh, I was going to say, who is Jaws?
Jaws is the vacuum.
Hey, where's your mom keep the vacuum cleaner?
You mean Jaws?
Your mom calls the vacuum cleaner Jaws?
Yeah.
Where is it?
Over there.
What else does he learn?
He also learns that he doesn't know how to do the laundry.
Oh, what happens when he tries to do the laundry?
He puts a bunch of stuff in it, like borax and stuff, and then he makes the laundry go.
It blows up.
Yeah.
And then what does the baby eat after?
Chili. And then she poops and pee. And he's like, holy cow! Because there's like a giant. He just cleaned her up, but then he just did it more. He also learns, one of his sons learns that he has to take away his woobie.
Oh, I was going to say, what is a woobie?
Woobie is like a blanket from Charlie Brown.
Oh, it's like Linus, huh?
Yeah.
My blanket, Charlie Brown. My blanket. I can't be without it. After I gave you my blanket, my life has been a nightmare.
So what does it mean to pull an old Aunt Emily?
It means that you have to make up an excuse to leave.
Oh, good idea. And why do they do that?
Because there was Olympics. There was an Olympics, so they had to quit. But actually, the reason they said Aunt Emily is sick, dying, and then one of the children cannot keep himself, so he actually told the truth. She's dead.
That's right.
Aunt Emily is.
Did you like the Olympic scene? And
yeah.
What? Explain what that was. Like, why was there an obstacle course?
I don't know why there was an obstacle course.
Remember, it was at the boss's house, and it was his like little picnic that he has every year, where he has a competition.
Yeah, but the boss has to win, or else Mr. Mom, his wife is gone, dead.
Yeah. No, I don't think they're gonna kill her. I think
no, like
She'll lose her
by
job.
By dead, maybe? Yeah, that's what I mean.
Okay.
And what was I going to say?
And so...
I forgot. I'm Dory.
You're not Dory.
Yes, I am.
Okay, so what's your favorite part of the obstacle course?
My favorite part of the obstacle course is probably where they have to go through the cube.
Oh, you liked when they were crawling on the ground?
Yeah, and then going through the cube. And I also like the funny parts where people keep pulling on them. I'm not staying focused.
You're definitely not staying focused.
Don't cut this out of the...
No, I'm cutting this all out.
No, Daddy!
I don't want...
But then it's going to make them want me back on the show, because it's funny. Cut this part out, though.
I'm going to leave this part in, just to be annoying.
Seriously?
So did you like Mr. Mom?
Yeah.
Was it funny?
Yes.
Yeah. How does he reheat a grilled cheese?
He uses the, what is that? An iron. He puts the iron, the hot iron, on a grilled cheese.
Yeah.
And the kid's like, what the heck? Bye, Dad. Just, you know what? Bye.
And his dad's watching a soap opera the whole time?
Yeah. It's just weird. He knows every part of it for some reason.
It's more than just pride, Nikki. There's all too much easy marriage.
There you go. There's no... Okay, listen, I'd appreciate it if you guys kept it down, okay? Because Nikki's going to get the results of her blood test back today.
Is it Kevin's baby?
We're not sure.
Kevin's a skunk.
Yeah, Kevin gets all the girls.
You sure got Nikki?
He grew a beard.
He grew a beard, yeah. Does he start to like let himself go and wear a flannel shirt every day?
Yeah, and then he burned it.
And then he burned it? Yeah.
And he was looking at his son, and he's like, nope, walking away.
What did he want his son to do?
Burn his whoopee.
Oh, yeah, that's tough, huh?
Listen, Ace. You and I have to have a man-to-man talk here about your whoopee. Your whoopee's looking bad, bud. Now, wait a minute. Now, listen to me. I understand that you little guys start out with your whoopees, and you think they're great. And they are. They are terrific. But pretty soon, a whoopee isn't enough. You're out in the street trying to score an electric blanket or maybe a quilt. And the next thing you know, you're strung out on bedspreads, Ken.
Did you ever have a whoopee?
Yeah, I still have my whoopee.
We never called it that, though, huh?
No.
You don't...
technically it was a blanket with a bunny on top of it.
Yeah, but you don't...
I still sleep with it.
You do not.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
It's in my bed.
Okay. Are you...
Please cut that part out.
No, not cutting it out.
Hey, no!
Don't yell into the mic,
this
please.
Is embarrassing.
So you still sleep with a whoopee, huh?
Dad, cut that part out. You have to cut this part out.
Oh boy, it's so fun to be the editor of this show. Anyway, well, I'm glad you liked the movie. I'm glad you had fun with it.
We didn't watch all of it.
You know what we need to watch? We need to watch more Michael Keaton movies.
What's that?
Michael Keaton's the guy who plays Mr. Mom, and he's in a movie called Beetlejuice, which we really have to watch very soon.
How do we just watch it today?
No, we just want to get some people out of our house.
Ah, I understand. Well, look, in order to do that, I'm really going to have to get to know you guys. You know, we got to get closer, move in with you for a while, get to be real pals. You know what I'm saying? And save that guy for later. Huh?
My wife and I would like to ask you a couple of questions.
Sure. Go ahead, shoot.
Well, for instance, what are your qualifications?
Ah, well, I attended Juilliard. I'm a graduate of the Harvard Business School. I travel quite extensively. I lived through the Black Plague, and I had a pretty good time during that. I've seen The Exorcist about 167 times, and it keeps getting funnier every single time I see it! Not to mention the fact that you're talking to a dead guy! Now, what do you think?
I don't know. How about we just watch it today? Okay, any closing thoughts on Mr. Mom?
What does that mean?
Any other things you want to say about Mr. Mom that you haven't said?
Yeah. You know, he got the kids a bath, and when the mom came home, the guy that had the whoopee, his slippers were still on the bath, and they're wet. And he's like, "Oh, I didn't want his feet to get wet."
Ah, that was a good joke.
Your feet is gonna get wet anyway because it's like spongy.
Yeah, that's super funny. That's a funny joke. It's kind of like the bit at the beginning where he goes into the shower and still has his pajama pants on. Remember that? That was a thing in 80s movies where people would go into showers and baths with their clothes on sometimes.
Seriously?
Yeah. Remember Better Off Dead when he goes in with his socks on? Do you remember that? That's funny, right? And then he's blow-drying his socks after the shower. Yeah, people used to do that. And this is the first movie that I ever saw where somebody used the mic. Yes, you do. You've seen Better Off Dead. It's the one with the newspaper boy who's like, $2. Remember that one?
First, we have French fries and French dressing and French bread. And to drink, ta-da, Peru.
No?
I'm deaf to you.
Oh, I don't even know what that means. But anyway, this is the first movie I've ever seen before 3 o'clock high where somebody was using a microwave to dry their clothes. Because he was using the microwave in Mr. Mom to dry off socks or something like that. Laundry.
Oh.
Okay, shh. Lower the. Okay, anyway, so just briefly, with regards to Mr. Mom's the Blu-ray, it has one nice little supplement called Whatever It Takes, Looking Back at Mr. Mom, and that is 36 minutes. And it features interviews with producer Lauren Shuler Donner, co-stars Ann Gillian, Miriam Flynn, Frederick Kohler, and Tailson Jaffe. So that's a cool little retrospective thing for fans of the movie. It's interesting to hear how John Hughes, who's the writer of the movie, which I think a lot of people forget, based a lot of, it sounds like, parts of it on his own personal experience, and there's just a lot of stuff in there. So anyway, Raven and I watched another movie that we're going to talk about now, and it really couldn't be more different than Mr. Mom, except that both films deal thematically with family and women dealing with conflict over their place in their respective communities. Both of these Blu-rays are from Shout Factory. They're the Shout Select imprint, which is quick becoming one of my favorite things. Just look at their September, October, and November lineups to see what I'm talking about. So anyway, our next film is called Whale Rider.
A long time ago, my ancestor Pikea came to this place on the back of a whale. Since then, in every generation of my family, the firstborn son has carried his name.
Pike.
And become the leader of our tribe.
Her name's Pike?
No. Not that name.
Until now.
When she was born, that's when things went wrong for us. I'm gonna need all the firstborn boys. That's where we'll find the answer.
This will be a sacred school of learning. You'll be taught in all the qualities of a chief.
Oi, go to the back.
How come you won't let you do it?
Girls aren't allowed.
Make your enemies feel the fear.
He's got a lot of rules he has to live by.
It's not fear.
Keep her away. It's distracting for the boys.
That old pucker's not the only one who knows some tricks.
Could you teach me?
Yes.
You will be tested for your strength.
Good.
Your courage. And your leadership.
But there can only be one. What have you done? You knew this wasn't for you.
I'm sorry, Pucker.
You don't mess around with sacred things.
Why doesn't he want me?
He's just looking for something that doesn't exist anymore.
A new leader. They exist.
There's one final test. A test of your spirit.
It's become even more than that. He needs a prophet.
My name is Pikea Apidana, and I come from a long line of chiefs. Not Koro's fault that I'm a girl.
You better come have a look.
Raven, what is Whale Rider about? What's kind of the problem the little girl has?
She, her grandfather doesn't think that she's man enough to retrieve his necklace from underwater.
Yes, and basically he's...
all the way down into the coral reef.
He's looking for a new...
Chief,
and it's supposed to be a boy, a firstborn son, and her...
The firstborn son is her brother, but she died. He died.
Yeah,
and
with her mom.
The mom, with her mom.
At the very beginning.
So he changed, he didn't want her, but then after a few years, he changed his mind.
Well, that's, we don't need to tell, we don't need to talk about what
happened
to him.
Well, he didn't change his mind about what, he wanted a boy chief. He just changed his mind that he wanted her again.
Yeah. What's the girl's name?
The girl's name is...
Pikea?
Paikia. I think. The name of the boy who rides the whale.
Yeah, that's right. I think you're right.
Who's supposed to ride the whale.
So her tribe, I guess, they live in New Zealand now in the modern day. And her dad, after her mom dies and her twin brother dies at birth, he kind of takes off and her grandparents take care of her. And then he comes back and it's sort of a whole...
He made a girl pregnant.
Yes, he met another girl and she has another sibling coming. But her grandfather's really struggling with the idea that she's a girl and that he needed a boy so that he could have a new chief, like we said. Okay, here's a question. How do people in this group greet each other?
They grab each other's faces and rub nose.
Rub noses? Did you say you're going to do this to mom when you see her?
Yes.
Okay. No, it's a cute way to greet people. How are the dads in this movie?
Mean. They leave all their sons and daughters.
They're not very good, huh?
Okay, this boy's son, his father comes to his play, but then he's like, bye, and he's like, I'll see you tonight, and he's like, actually in a couple few days, quote, unquote.
And the boy's really sad, right?
And then he's like, back off to the girl, and then they start fighting, and she wins. And now the grandfather said, you have disrupted the order.
Broken the chain or whatever.
Broken the chain.
By fighting one of the boys that's training to be the chief. Because he sets up a new school to kind of train the chiefs in the old way. And they fight
and
with sticks. And
she wind knocked his staff out of his hands. So that makes him not the chief now. Because he was beaten by a girl.
That's really a big deal.
For some reason, yeah.
Girls are, you know.
Girls can do anything that boys can do.
Is that something we learned from this movie, kind of?
Yes.
Yeah. Am I a better dad than the dads in this movie? Thank you so much for that. Is there magic in this movie, kind of?
Yeah. There's like this thing where if you do this ancient chant, the whales come to you.
Mm.
I really want to tell whales? Them what happens at the end when the whales come on the...
Okay, well, we won't talk about... But there are whales.
And they come on the beach.
Yeah, right.
And they have to try to get them back on the water. Okay. You're not cutting that out.
Is Paikia like kind of like a Jedi?
No.
No, she doesn't have any special powers, any specialness to her?
Well, she can breathe underwater a long time.
Yeah. Is this an emotional movie?
I'm not going to tell them that.
You're not going to
tell? Yes. Yeah. It's a very emotional movie.
Yeah. I think Dad got a little teared up, actually, while he was watching it with you. Do you think this is a movie that... Should other people show their kids this movie?
Definitely. It might be a little bit too sad for a baby and a little bit too sad, a little less serious for a teenager. So just the right age, like 8 or a little bit younger.
Okay, that's cool. So you like the movie though?
Overall? Yes, I love the movie.
Did it make you feel good at the end?
When everything was just right.
Yeah.
Quote unquote.
You like quote unquote?
That's my new back phrase. No.
Catchphrase?
I can't tell them my catchphrase.
No, but you got to tell them the catchphrase or it's not a catchphrase. It can't be a secret catchphrase.
Fine. You must love me.
Okay, so real briefly, this...
Hiya there.
Okay, I need you to be quiet for a second. This...
You must love me.
Okay, goodbye, Raven. This Shout Factory Select 15th Anniversary Edition of Whale Rider has some supplements, including a director commentary from director Nikki Caro, T. Waka, Building the Canoe featurette, behind the scenes of Whale Rider, and deleted scenes with optional commentary. So a nice little special edition for fans of the film, and I'm hoping this film came out in 2002, and I feel like it definitely made a splash, pun intended, at the time, but I still feel like it disappeared a little bit in the mix over the years. And so anyway, I feel like maybe it dropped off people's radars a little bit. And I feel like in 2002, when it came out on DVD, it was a big deal and people were watching it and enjoying it. But yeah, anyway, I'm just hoping that this Blu-ray brings this film to more people's attention, and I'm pretty sure it will. It's a really wonderful film, although, like we said, very emotional throughout. Maybe not the best double feature with Mr. Mom, ultimately, but still definitely a good, I think, family movie. And one that kind of, I forgot to talk to Raven about it, but there are shades of like Moana in there a little bit, you know? I mean, you can kind of feel like maybe the folks that made Moana might have possibly, you know, seen Whale Rider, and it could have had some kind of influence on it. Anyway, good disc, good movie, both of them. Pick up Mr. Mom and Whale Rider as soon as you can. And thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed hearing Raven one more time. Have a lovely Blu-ray-filled week, and I will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
All right. Let's get into it.
Get into what, Jack?
Get into this. The house is a mess, Jack. The kids are a mess, Jack. You're a mess, Jack. I'd leave anything else out? Want to talk about the beard? All right. The beard's in its transitional stage right now, that's all. When it comes in, it's going to look great. It's going to look like a movie star, what's his name?
Orson Welles?
No, Orson Welles. Oh, I get it. Fat jokes, right? That's real funny. Yeah, I've put on a couple of pounds. So what? Come on. What else do you have?
You want to talk about this shirt for a second, Jack?
All right.
You've been wearing this shirt around the house for about 2 weeks now. It can walk around by itself. Why don't you retire that thing to the Dry Cleaning Hall of Fame, huh?
Because it's a comfortable shirt.
Jack, take a look at yourself. You've really thrown in the towel, honey.
My brain is like oatmeal. I yelled at Kenny today for coloring outside the lines. Megan and I are starting to watch the same TV shows, and I'm liking them. I'm losing it.